Well, my friend, it seems we have found a new home. I will call this new hell Planet Zorg. What say you? You're right. Terrible name. No, Planet Alligator would be just a bit too pretentious, even for you. Oh, do stop with the idle threats. We both know you won't. You're just cranky because you know I'm right. I will take Planet Croaky under careful consideration. Only if you promise not to be too disappointed at the real possibility of not finding any wine. Well, hello there, and who are you? While I agree sometimes it has been the only way to maintain intelligent conversation, no, I am not talking to myself. I am talking to my friend here. My dear, you need not look so frightened. Hush now, I'll handle this. Yes, yes, I know, but it's not her fault. Humans are ignorant by nature and extremely ill-mannered. Forgive him, he's oversensitive. Yes, he can talk. That was alligator for growl, and I'll show you house-trained at the same time. No, he most certainly is not a pet. He's a Loki, as am I. Although I assume you already knew that, given your uniform. You're one of them, aren't you? The ones who pruned me and so many of my other variants away. Oh, stop that. Water under the bridge. I'm long past the age of holding grudges. I have been through many demises, and this is not one of them. I promise you are not dead. I do not joke about these things. I know death like I know the back of my hand. She's a bit of a bitch sometimes, but you can't really blame her after an eternity of picking up after others. How did we get here? Good fortune? A blessing? A curse? Who's to say, really? Whether for better or worse, time will tell. None of my concern, quite frankly. Nor should it be yours. Oh, my concern, my dear, is surviving, because that's what Lokis do. That, and attempt to make something habitable out of yet another dismally inhospitable planet. At least the air appears cleaner on this one, and it lacks that exterminating puff of smoke you lot sent after us. Now, unless you enjoy the feel of molten lava, come on. Oh, for God's sake, woman, anyone would think you were afraid of your own shadow. You certainly act brave enough with those giant sticks in your hand. Careful. Don't you look where you're going? What are you... Come on now, give me that. You won't be needing it. Honestly, I've never understood the fascination with useless technology. Unlike my other variants, I do not believe in relying on machinery or weapons. My magic proves more than sufficient. Although I have been known to wield my blade under much more pleasurable circumstances. Oh, if you are truly curious, my dear, I might be willing to oblige your request. Once we get to safer ground, of course. Come. At least the rain isn't toxic. When you have been stranded on as many planets as I have, you tend to expect the worst. That cave over there should provide suitable shelter. Hurry now. I do not become insufferable when my cape gets muddied. It's just an absolute nightmare to clean. Here we are. Oh, my dear, you're shaking like a leaf. No, the cold doesn't affect me. It is rather uncomfortable to stay wet, though. So, if you don't mind, I would rather remove my clothes to air out. You may look if you like. I take pride in my physique. These muscles aren't just for show. I have worked on them. And unlike some, I don't wear an artificial muscle suit. There. Ah, that's better. Oh, you're soaked through. Why, you'll catch a cold that way. I could make a fire appear, but it wouldn't do you any good. It's just an illusion, I'm afraid. There is another way to keep warm, but you may not like it. Why, the old-fashioned way, of course. Skin-to-skin contact to properly warm you up. Oh, don't look at me like that. I was raised as a prince. I do know how to behave myself. That's alligator for I'm going because I don't want to see this. Of course, I could be lying, but you have to take my word that it will only be while your clothes dry. I'm only taking your well-being into account. It would be a terrible way to go. Well, that's better. I knew you had some sense in you. Oh, your hands are trembling far too much to remove your clothes. Here, allow me. Oh, you need not cower so. I'm not a brute. I've never been known to break little girls. Well, certainly not in ways that they didn't enjoy. You should consider a new look while we're here. That uniform simply does not do your lovely form justice. It washes you out. And you, my dear, were most certainly meant to shine. As pretty as you are in those panties, I'm afraid for this to work, we are going to have to remove them as well. I guarantee you it's nothing that I haven't seen before. Oh, well, perhaps I was wrong. I have not seen a human quite like you before. You, my dear, are a vision, living art. And such a sweet blush, like a sunset. And that shudder is so endearing. Come here. Let's sit down and you can lean up against me. That just won't do. You're much too far away. Come closer. That's a good girl. Here, let me wrap my arms around you. There, now that's better, isn't it? I can tell from the look on your face. And you've stopped shivering at last. Now, the foundation of any friendship is trust, so let's start by getting to know one another. Tell me about yourself. No, not about your work, about you. Ah, a memory wipe. Well, that does limit our options. Me? Well, you know all there's worth knowing about me already. My story is a long and boring one, full of wasted time and regrets I'd rather leave behind. But I can entertain you in other ways, if you would like. You're curious about my magic. Well, illusions, of course. Enchantment, though I'm quite charming enough without it. Astral projection is a particular favourite of mine. Making a perfect facsimile of myself. It's proven quite handy at times. How do I do it? Well, look over there. Quite real, isn't he? Well, I could give him clothes, if you prefer. But given our current predicament, I thought it better that you become acquainted with my form. Face the elephant in the room, so to speak. Can he do anything? Well, why don't you ask him? I can do anything you like, sweetheart. Or rather, anything I'd like. Perhaps you wish for me to flex like this. Oh, there's no need to look away. There's no shame in being curious. You are free to make your own decisions. No one to please here, except yourself. Unless you wish to please me, of course. Oh, I assure you, The length is quite real. You can feel free to look for comparisons. Have you never seen a naked man before, sweetheart? Don't hold back now. I can practically read the dirty little thoughts trying to escape your lips. Go on, naughty girl. That is a pity. They have you terribly neglected in your little organization, don't they? All work and no play. No wonder you're so tense. You really should learn to relax, beautiful. I'll help you. Let me work the tension from your shoulders with my hands. See how hard and thick my cock is. Hardened by the sight of you. He's not the only one. You feel that, don't you? My cock jutting against your ass. How it throbs for you. Oh, God, it's impossible not to fucking touch myself. To soothe the ache in my cock. Watch him. While I stroke down your breasts, watch him. While I trail my lips across your jawline and your neck. Watch as it thickens and pulses in my hand. As I stroke up and down all along its length. While I take those gorgeous tits in my hands, so nice and full. Those perfect nipples hardening against my palms. Does that feel good? Tell me. Oh, such a good girl. So responsive. Let me pinch these nipples between my thumb and finger. Ooh, you like that, don't you? I can tell. How about if I do it again? You love this, don't you, little slut? I can see your cunt leaking from here. My, my. Is that all for me? Your sweet juices are dripping down your legs. You need to be touched. Spread your legs, slut. Let me fucking see all of you. Good girl. Such an obedient slut. Now, roll your nipples between your thumbs. Play with them. Oh my, what a sweet gasp. While I play with that gorgeous little pussy. Dipping a finger inside. Oh, you are fucking drenched. But that feels good, doesn't it? All that pent-up frustration dying to be released. Filthy girl, you're aching for this. Coating me in your juices as I stroke up and down inside your cunt. Tug on your nipples. Harder. Don't hold back those delicious moans. While my other hand draws circles around that tender clit. Around and around. I said, don't hold back. I want to hear you. Fuck. Oh, your butt is jutting against my palm. Greedy girl. Swallowing my fingers inside your mewling quim. Deeper and deeper inside, all the way to the knuckle. Practically fucking yourself already. Horny little slut. Look how you squirm. You like watching my cock twitch in my hand while you fuck yourself on his fingers. Gazing hungrily at the veins of my cock as I play with the tip. I bet you want to taste it, don't you? You want to taste my cock. Take it deep inside that slutty little mouth and let me empty myself inside you. Or maybe you're imagining us both fucking you. Me taking this cock and spreading your pussy lips. Spearing your cunt with my cock as he rams into that sweet ass. Oh, your pussy gripped my fingers at that. You like that idea, don't you? filthy, needy little slut. If you want my cock, you will have to earn it. My cock. Be a good slut and tell us to whom that cunt belongs. Say it. Look at me and say it. Say, it belongs to you, sir. That's right. That deserves a reward. Good girl. Follow my strokes. Let out all those beautiful little whimpers. Relax and open up a little more. Right there. Ah, oh, are you close, sweetheart? My, such a dirty little moan. Do you need to come? Tell me how much you want it, how much you need it. Use your fucking words, or I'll stop. Good girl. I'm going to stroke faster while I press harder and faster inside your cunt. Oh, that's it. Come for me. Come. Come. Come for me. Come. Come. Come on. Come for me. Come for me. Since I've done that. Oh, don't worry. We can bring him back for another round later if you'd like. Oh, you're shuddering. It's okay. Hold on to me. I've got you. Let me just taste my fingers. Delicious. Open your mouth so you can taste yourself. Tastes so good, doesn't it? Such a needy thing. Your breathy little pants humping yourself against my cock, leaving a mess all over my leg. So desperate for more. Filthy girl. For so long you have had to follow orders from others. Treated you as a lackey. Disposable. Worthless. But I see past all that. I see you. Beautiful girl. I see your value. I know your true purpose. You were sent here to serve me. To be used by me in any way I want. It is what you crave so very badly. And I am eager to give you exactly what you need. I will take you to heights of pleasure that you have never even dreamed of. But privileges must be earned. If you want me to fuck you, you need to ask for it properly. Get on your knees and beg for it. Beg for me. Tell me you want me as much as I want you. Oh, good girl. Now, lie back. Legs spread wide. I'm going to pin your wrists here against the ground while I fuck you hard and long. That's it. Feel me. Feel every inch of my cock press inside your tight little cunt. Commit this feeling to memory. Get used to it, darling, because this is only the beginning. For I am a god, and you are going to worship me. I intend to keep you in your place, beneath me, where you belong. Wrap your legs around my waist and take me in further, deeper. Take all of me inside. I'm going to stretch and use each and every one of your holes so thoroughly that you will never, ever be able to wash off the scent of me. You are going to be willing, wanting, waiting at my every command. I'm going to treat you like the perfect little fuck toy that you are. Ah, that's it. Grind yourself on my cock. Slowly now. Slowly. My, my. Such language. Patience. I'm the one in charge here, and I set the pace. You will take everything I give you without complaint. You have no say in this. I will fuck you as fast or as slow as I want. And if you are a very good girl, a very, very good girl, maybe, just maybe, I will be inclined to be generous. Oh, you want me to speed up? Is that what you really want? Those pleas are absolutely precious, but I still don't believe you. You are a little slow to learn. Perhaps slowing down will teach you how to address me properly. Very well. Open up for me, wider slut. I'm going to bury myself in you. That's it. Squeeze my cock tight. Show me just how much you want this. Oh, fuck. The way you're clenching around me, pulling me to the very hilt. Thrust higher. Work for it. Work my cock. Work the cum out of me. I need you so fucking much. Make me lose myself in you. Careful what you wish for, slut. Let's see if you can keep up the pace as I push in and out of that perfect cunt. I can feel you close, shuddering around me. Let go. Let go and give in to your release. Give in to me. Scream for me. Scream my name. Oh.
Oh, that's higher. Come on.
Yes, technically I could have conjured us some clothes earlier, but that wouldn't have been nearly as fun, would it? Careful, little one. There's no need to be offensive. You can't tell me you didn't enjoy it. Besides, I am the god of mischief. A Loki never misses a chance to get the upper hand. Oh, you're back, are you? Yes, we are finished. For now. There's no such thing as getting the upper claw. Such a diva. No, this is not a game. I've never been more serious in my life. For too long I have lived in the shadows. Sorcery was my escape. It was the way I found some light for myself. But that light was an inferno that scorched the earth I tread. And scorched anyone who crossed my path. So I ran. I hid. I learned to rely on myself, and I spent a great deal of time alone because of it. I thought that I was destined to be alone. But something changed. My last supposed death. I sacrificed myself so that others could have the possibility of finding love. I realized then that love is a glorious power. It's the only glorious purpose that matters, sweetheart. Maybe I lied before. Maybe you and I are dead. Maybe this is just a dream. A grand stage, and where we are merely players. Or maybe This is the universe giving me a chance to believe in something greater than myself. For once. That is, if you're willing to give me a chance. If you're willing to give us a chance. Will you take that risk for me, little one? You have me on a string. Be mine. Serve me, and I will serve you. I will be yours as long as time allows. Rest now. Save your energy for later. Because you are going to need it.